Florida's newest and best in radio, Sunshine Radio 96.7 FM.
Good afternoon, and good morning, and good day. Wherever you are listening right now, we're in St. Petersburg, and we want to say thank you for tuning in. Keith, the boss of the beach, and of course, this is We Support Vets Too, and this is, of course, Votes for Veterans. A couple of days ago, I was watching an old World War II memory trail about what went down in World War II, and we still have a lot of veterans still out here from World War II. World War I is gone. And of course, you know, we got a bunch of veterans out there from Afghanistan, the new ones, Iraq, Kuwait, and a few other skirmishes. But we want to say thank you to all of our veterans and let you know that today we're going to talk about some assistance. Veterans Integration Assistance Program. That means that when you get ready to get out of the military, or if you're already out and you want to find some employment, support services for homeless, Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, job readiness services, including life skills, vocational guidance, training, and remedial education, and trade certification. You know, those are some of the things that we all have to look at nowadays, because there's a lot of new young veterans coming out, and they learned a lot of stuff that's good for them in the military. But of course, when they got out, they wanted to find a new career. We're saying, please, if you're anywhere near St. Pete, and of course, you got the Veterans Service Office right here in Pinellas County, and you got Veterans Service Offices all across the counties. If you happen to be in one of the other counties, feel free to look us up. We'll make sure that you know where to go closest to you to be a part of this program. Employment support services such as job-related equipment, clothing, and limited transportation to help you. This is what we can do for our veterans. Retention and follow-up support for 1 year. That means no matter what you're trying to do, what your job preference is, how many of those places you went to look at, you have support for you. And we always say that you really need to show up in person who served in the active military and who was discharged or released under conditions other than dishonorable. You must be homeless or at risk of homelessness. Those are a couple of the things that we look at. We are veterans helping veterans. And if you're so committed, so are we. And that's what we say here at WVET, of course, onlineradio.com. And we salute all of our VSOs, Veteran Service Organizations. This one, I give you, is both in Pinellas County and Pasco County. These are services that are available really close. And oh boy, I love it when they say it's close. The main thing that we have to look at is making sure that each one of the veterans know what the requirements are. And if you know what they are, and you fit them, go out. If you happen to know what the requirements are and maybe lacking a little bit, please contact them. Let them know. And they will help you get ready. That's why they call it, again, Veterans Integration Assistance Program. Veterans Integration Assistance Program. We want you to know that you can feel free to contact them. And of course, come through the Veterans Service Office. They do have three offices. I know one is in Clearwater, one's downtown St. Pete. And of course, you can always go to Bay Pines. And you can always go, of course, to James Haley and the other locations in Tampa. But if you're right in this area, please contact them. Let's give them some business where we can help you help them. We sure appreciate you taking time to pay attention to that. The second thing I want to do is talk a little bit about is family counseling services. Family counseling services are something that we have found are making a difference in today's market, especially where we are here with MacDill and all of those military people that went out of their way and made sure that they did what it took to get back here safely. And most of them have families. What's different now is in the old days, the family was a male and the female and the children were all left here. In the last few years, that has changed a lot. A lot of the military service people are women. So that means that the male is at home. That's why we talk about family counseling, couples, family counseling. When you get back, and you definitely want to reconnect with your family. And we know that that's a hard thing to do sometimes. And when we look at the eligibility now, we start talking about a bunch of wars. World War II, Korean War, Vietnam, Lebanon, Panama, Grenada, Gulf War, Somalia, Afghanistan, and Iraq. We know what it means in this day and time to have help when you come back. Of course, our veteran centers are completely staffed with professionals, experienced, and trained working with veterans, complex issues, and couples and families. Those counselors come from many disciplines, including psychology, social work, and rehabilitation counseling. Many of our staff members are military veterans themselves. Please find yourself a vet center if you need help, just for getting yourself back in the new games that are over here. If you've been gone for a couple of years or a few months, there's some new things that have been added to social, as well as our economic standings for our veterans and different services that we can definitely use to help, because jobs are available now. So when looking around, don't forget, as a family group, there is a Veterans Center here just for families. We have the couples counseling, and I'll talk a little bit more about the couples counseling, because that's something that each family would like to know. Of course, improve your communications, increase marital satisfaction, help couples enjoy intimacy, educate couples and their families for lasting relationships. And we understand that those combat military services associated with some of the traumas, we can help with those things too. Help resolve difficult issues. When you think about those things that I just mentioned to you, those are some of the things that are plaguing our veterans, whether it's the wife coming home or the husband coming home. They both have to deal with the things that make life better for the community and for them. And of course, we know how it is, keeping the promise. That's what they say. Vet Center, St. Petersburg, Florida. Feel free to contact us. We'll put you in touch with them. Or feel free to go online, vetcenterstpetersburg.com. And you will get a lot more information as to what we want to do, what we can do, and what's available in this day and time. And now that you got that first little piece of information, we're going to go to a quick interlude, some of our great music. And don't forget, you can catch us anytime, 24/7, WVETOnlineRadio.com. When we come right back, we'll be talking to you about a little sports. Stay with us.
Have you ever met someone that you were so in love with, and you want to fit in everything that they do? And I believe I met someone, lady, and that's why I want to fit with you. That's why I'm going to get in with you, babe. Get in. Will you fit in, baby? I want to fit right there with you. Get in. Will you fit in, baby? wanna sit right there with you. You're such a sophisticated lady, with your dress and your smiling face, and positive professional attitude. That's what you carry with you. That's why I'm gonna fit with you. And everything that you try to do, get in. Will you fit in, baby? Get in. I'm gonna fit right there with you. Get in. Will you fit in, baby? I wanna fit right there with you. Like meeting all your family members and your friends, attending a family reunion or two, going shopping, maybe taking in a movie or two, holding hands when you're walking in the park, watching the birds like most lovers do. Get in, where you fit in, baby. I wanna fit right there with you. Get in, where you fit in, baby. I wanna fit right there.
Hello, this is Patrick Highland with the Sports Zone. Now you can hear me on WVET online radio on Sunday mornings from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
All right, we're right back. We want to thank you for taking a moment. Hope you had a good break. Now we got some more great information for you. And of course, this is Keith, the boss of the beach. And you're in tune to WVETonlineradio.com. WVET Latin Radio.com. And of course, you can always check us out with American Veterans Alliance, Society for Hispanic Veterans, and right here, Veterans Service Office downtown. We've got information down there for you. And of course, if you're listening right here locally in St. Pete, this is Radio St. Pete, and of course, 96.7 FM. Which, of course, is Sunshine Radio. We're adding something to our programming that I think you're going to like, and especially on my veterans. I'm a big sports fan. We worked something out with Patrick Highland. He's a well-respected broadcast professional in our market, and he's going to add sports, of course, to our platform. Click on WVETonlineradio.com. Scroll down. It says click here to check out WVET Sports. Tune in to his shows. He's bringing sports to our veterans and in full support for our veterans. This is something that's a passion for this guy. He does several things, insurance and everything else. But if you need help, tune in for this sports stuff, and he'll give you some lead-ins to what can be done to support your entertainment side and feed you some sports. Over the last weekend, I guess the NBA finally ended up with a championship. Fear the deer. If you didn't see it all, there are plenty of highlights. Enjoy. And they always give full support. The NBA and, of course, the NFL, to our veterans. They exclaim that we support vets, too. So I want you to go online, scroll down, click WVET Sports, and listen to Patrick. He's got a lot to say, a lot to offer. We want to say thank you to Patrick for helping us out and continuing on. And as we do more events, we would definitely be including Patrick as one of our on-air personalities that'll show up and kind of make everybody feel comfortable. Early next week, again, with me promoting our local services downtown here in St. Petersburg, we'll be at Ferg's. Come on, as they say, join everybody. If you happen to live in Sarasota, come downtown St. Pete. If you happen to live somewhere else, come downtown St. Pete. You happen to be in Tampa, You can probably stay over there for a minute, but you can come on over here and enjoy it too. And again, Ferg's is one of those locations that sports makes a difference. So come enjoy some sports. Hang with us. We'll really appreciate it. Now, I want to go to another little place. Department of Transition Assistance. We've already talked about one of the assistance programs. And I want you to know that there are more than one kind of assistance that we're going to be talking about over the next 30 days. With all of the stuff going back to school coming up, we want people to know that when the family has to regroup, especially after this COVID transition, that there are services that are back open, that are now available, that we really are grateful to have available in this area. And all of these services are available throughout the state of Florida. We know that because we live here. One of the things that I want to say is, and I know you'll appreciate this, Project Veterans Relief. How we help to liaison the burden carried by our servicemen and women. The Project Vet Relief addresses their needs in a time of crisis. Works to secure benefits, get them back on track, and provide encouragement through mentorship. Out of all those different things, that's the one that I appreciate most. Again, it says we support vets too. Vets helping vets, families helping our vets. And of course, those businesses that reach out and say, hey, you're a veteran, come through. We got something especially for you. We know how many people over the years have spent time in our military, and we respect that. And we really, really, really want you to know that there are a lot of things available, more than it was, and a lot more coming. We know that sometimes it means that you have to volunteer. Please, be an agent for change. We have a unique understanding of the challenges and the services that the members face. The project, of course, was founded on the concept of veterans helping veterans. Rally with our veterans across the state to support our service members and their families. And of course, they do it all the time at your VSOs in your local area. But right here, we want to let you know, we have about 34 VSOs between, I'd say, Zephyr Hills all the way down to Sarasota. So there's a lot of places you can go. And it can be, of course, American Legion, your AMVETS, American Veterans Alliance, and of course, our standards that we know about. All the veteran service organizations stand for veterans. Please don't be afraid to stop by, see what you can do to volunteer at one of those centers to make everybody a little bit more comfortable, because it's about people within the community. And that's what we always want to say. People within the community taking care of all of the veterans in that community. And of course, spreading out. We have a big vacation group that comes to our area. A lot of veterans come in to visit. Seek them out, find them, let them know what they have available, just in case they want to spend some time. And like I was last week, went out to one of our American Legions, met a veteran who was glad to see that we were servicing him. He was not from here. Came to town, and we were there to help support him. He greatly, greatly, greatly appreciated. And as you move forward, you got to remember that we live in one of the areas that has always supported our military and veterans, because MacDill Air Force Base is here. For the last few years, the Afghanistan war, of course, the Afghanistan war has been fought out of here. Most of it. A lot of information, a lot of our stuff came. Now that these soldiers are coming back home, We want any family member to tune in, listen, and get the information necessary so that if it's your family member that's coming home, that you can say, I've tuned in, I've got some information, especially for those couples. Vet Center is waiting on you. And of course, as we talked about, the reentry, veterans coming back, want to get back in the job, want to know that they can make a difference here. Of course, you start with the integration program, and then you go for employment reentry services. ERS, employmentreentryservices.com. And of course, that's up there at our Bay Pines office, CW Bill Young VA Medical Center. That's Bay Pines. And they have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful program. Don't forget, there's a lot more to come, a lot more information, and we want you to stay tuned and get more of what we're looking for. We want you to have some fun in Florida. I do have to bring out the bad news. That red tide is bleeding all over my beach. And it's red tide, and it's the fish are dying and it's smelling bad. So you happen to have an open beach somewhere on the west coast of Florida that's not red tide under, please let us know. We'll come out there and hail all of those who have stood this wonderful weather that we have in here and get back and enjoy the beach. Enjoy the sunshine, enjoy the breeze, because we have it. And I know they've been having hot weather all up north. So everybody's got hot weather now, but it's not the same as it is right here, because it's this way most of the time. With that in mind, I want you to understand that there's a lot of activities. Live entertainment is back. Drums, dance, music, and Tampa, St. Pete, in this area, has launched a brand new initiative for the new bands that are coming out, the new musicians, the new art that's available. Stay tuned right here. And if you happen to know somebody that's a good band or has music or a songwriter and they want some exposure, please have them call us. We're looking to support the radio station with local music, as well as our national artists who we're constantly playing. But there are some great, great, great local artists. Virginia Rose, whatever you're doing, if y'all get a chance to see this young lady, you will not be disappointed. She is from my area. She's a wonderful artist, and she's worked closely with a lot of the studios here, especially our friends over there at Soundcheck Studios. And they have more music to play by her. And if you feel comfortable about local music, please. And we got another veteran out there. He's out there on one of his boats saying that he's doing all right. He's going to stay out in the water so he can stay away from the stinky stuff that's going on the shore. But he's doing fine. And he's a veteran. He's got a big boat out there in the harbor. Sean Buckmaster, we salute you, brother. We appreciate everything that you do as you have continued to support this community with your music and with your understanding of what can be done with you, for you, and through you. Again, we want to thank you for all you have done. Now, I picked up our paper just to find out what was going on, and our restaurants are picking up. Please come out, sit down, enjoy some good food, enjoy some good ambiance, and the rest of it is all up to you. As long as you say we support vets too, and take care of a vet if he's sitting there, and make him feel comfortable. And all you veterans, make your regular people feel comfortable. Kiss your wife twice, make her nervous. But do what you can, all of it, okay? And I know we're running a little long today and I appreciate it, but please take a minute, think about what we're doing. Go to WVET and go back to the website here for St. Pete Radio. And I want you to tune in to a couple of their shows that they have. Radio St. Pete, which is a St. Pete radio station. And that's part of the other part is, of course, 96.7 FM Sunshine Radio. Both are part of the team. So we want you to say thank you, tuning in to some of the other programs that you can hear, and a lot more entertainment, music, a lot more information, places to go, times to enjoy. And like we said, right now, beaches are kind of red tide, but there's plenty of activities all over the area anyway. I want to thank you for tuning in today. And again, tune in again on Saturday. Sunshine Radio Wake Up, Rise and Shine with Keith, the boss of the beach. And of course, this is Voice for Veterans. A little bit more music. And we'll look for you next week. Today's music is going to be by Virginia Rose Band and one little interlude from another veteran, Morris Roberts. A little bit of blues, but you will love both of these artists. Enjoy the music. Say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.